This morning's message that I'd like to bring is one that deals with this subject of dedication. We have been waiting for this service, it feels like, for years. It has been a long time coming. This is a specific message dealing with dedication. I'm going to be turning or sharing several passages with you, and I will do it kind of quickly, so if it is too fast, if you might want to jot these down, be ready for that on your bulletin to keep up with it. But this message is a specific message dealing with dedication of our activity center and of us as individuals. We will see through the message, through God's Word that He presents, that many times in Scripture, people, things, and even buildings are dedicated to Him. And I want us to look at what the Bible has to say about this. At the end of the message, as I mentioned earlier, we'll dismiss from here and go over together to the Activity Center and there end the service in an official prayer of dedication of this building unto the Lord. But for now, I want us to seek to understand what dedication means to God and what it is to us. Let's pray. Father, we thank You for the privilege of being here in this particular service today. Lord, it is indeed a special time for us, and I hope and I'm sure it is one for You as well. For each Sunday, each time we come into Your presence here in this service, it is a time in which You seek to meet with our hearts and our lives to be changed. And Lord, I pray that today will be no different from that, that we would be open to Your Word and submissive to those things in which You revealed. I pray, Lord, that You would guide me in this study that we do this morning, that we may understand completely what You have to say. And Father, I pray for Your Holy Spirit to do a great work amongst us, that we may have a confidence that we are standing before You as vessels that have been set apart for Your particular interest and work. Father, help us to evaluate in our lives, and in anything that we fall short, may You reveal that to us today. And may we take care of that before we leave. Thank You and bless, I pray, through Your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. The purpose of dedication is threefold as I see it in Scripture. Number one, it is for the purpose of recognizing ownership. In Psalm 122 in verse 1, there the psalmist writes, "I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord." The house of the Lord, this building that we talk about here, that we call church, our auditorium, all of these buildings, etc., is not just a house about God. It's not just a house for God, but it is a house of God. It belongs to Him. This is God's house. And not just this auditorium here, but all of our buildings that are on this property, it belongs to God. And we must recognize that. First of all, the purpose of dedication is to recognize and acknowledge ownership. Secondly, it is to separate for specific use. It's true of people in Acts chapter 13 and verse 2. There it's written, it says, "As they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them." Separate, he says, Barnabas and Saul, for the work that I have called them. They were to be special instruments of His use, and God said, "I want you to separate them for that particular use." It is true also of things. In 1 Kings in chapter 9 and verse 3, it says, "And the Lord said unto Solomon," he's speaking to, "I have heard thy prayer and thy supplication that thou hast made before me, and I have hallowed this house which thou hast built to put my name there forever. And my eyes and my heart shall be there perpetually." Here, Solomon had built what we know as Solomon's temple, God's temple, and he dedicated it unto the Lord, and the Lord responded through that prayer, and he says, "I have hallowed this house." The word hallowed, and the word there, dedicate, the word sanctify, all of them have the same meaning, have the same idea, and that is to set apart for a specific use, for a specific purpose. And he says there that God had hallowed this house. He had set it apart as His. And He also said there that my name will be there forever, and that my eyes and my heart shall be there perpetually from here on out. And that is true of Holly Hills Baptist Church. These buildings here have been dedicated unto the Lord. Matter of fact, when our church first got this property back in, 77, June the 26th, 1977, I have a bulletin here from that date that has the dedication of this first building that was on the property. This used to be a Methodist church here on this property back years ago. They were closing the doors. I understand they were going to sell it to a Texaco gas station. That's what it would have become. And they found out that our church was looking for property, looking for somewhere to meet. And they said, we'd rather it be owned by a church than by a gas station. And so they sold it to our church, which became known as Holly Hills Baptist Church here on this property. And they dedicated that building, that first building there on June 26, 1977. And each one of the buildings since then, both this auditorium, our office and classroom space back here, as well as the van that we own out there, and now this activity center, everyone, as God has prepared them and presented them to us, we have presented them to Him as dedicated or set apart, consecrated unto Him for that specific use. We're told in 2 Chronicles 7 and verse 5, after King Solomon offered sacrifice, the king and all of the people dedicated the house of the Lord. Here was the public, the specific time, and the public dedication of God's house unto Him. And that's what we're doing today. It is a time that is a public time, one has a specific time, that we want to say, now this is dedicated unto Him. Our attitude has not changed, I hope. This building that's been up now, and that we've been even partially using it for some time, has been for the purpose of God, and we have been using it for the Lord, and it's been our heart to have that mentality. But now today, publicly, at this specific time, we are making this public dedication of that building unto the Lord for that specific purpose. That may be true of many of you that are sitting here today. As a Christian, if you trusted the Lord Jesus Christ, we are to be sanctified by Him. We're to be set apart by God for a specific use for Him, a purpose for Him. And with that, you may have, since the time that you were saved, had the mentality that you want your life to count for God. You want to do those things that please Him. But maybe there's never been a time in your life that you've actually publicly dedicated yourself unto the Lord and said, God, today I want to publicly say that even though I'm not perfect and I never will be this side of heaven, I am seeking to be like Christ. I am trying to grow in that direction. And I want my life to be open and to be used by You. I set apart myself unto You right now as a dedication of my life unto You this day. That should be a time specifically that we do that unto the Lord. I remember in my Bible here, I transferred these notes over. Let me see here. I thought I did. Oh, here it is. In my old Bible, I had this put down here, and I've had it for years. Matter of fact, I did this back in 87, April 5th, 1987. It says, all I am, all I have, all I ever hope to be, I now and forever dedicate to the Lord Jesus Christ for all for His use and glory, absolutely, unconditionally, now and forever. And then it says, now, Lord Jesus, hold me to it. And I signed my name there, and the witness there, Wendell Calder, was the man that actually preached the message that day in which I made this particular decision. And I did that, and I put that in my Bible as a reminder of that specific decision that I made. Now, had I not been dedicated, had I not had a purpose before then to serve the Lord, I'd already been in ministry for 7 years before that. But it was that specific time that God laid it upon my heart that I needed to do a public making this before the Lord, not for the sight of others there to see. Many of the people that were there that day, I don't even know. I don't even know who was there at this point. But at the same time, God knew that, and God saw that, and that was important for me before the Lord to make that type of decision. So it may be that God would speak to you today and say that you need that kind of dedication of your life unto the Lord. Not that you haven't been dedicated or not that you haven't been serving God up to this point, that maybe there's never been a time in your life that you said, Lord, I publicly want to say that I am yours and you can do with me as you please. That is what we see with this in this dedication of people and of things, etc. But not only do we see in the purpose there to recognize ownership and to separate for specific use, but also to invoke God's care and blessing. By invoke, I mean to petition God in prayer, asking Him for His help and His support in using what we have for Him, acknowledging that it is for Him and that we are reliant upon Him for the power, etc., to use it, His blessing. And we're acknowledging that we can't be attentive enough. You know, when I prepare a message to preach on Sunday morning or at any point of any service, I pray unto the Lord and I say, Lord, I have, you know that I have studied your word. I have prepared to the best of my ability. I have done everything that I can and I know to do to be ready for this particular opportunity of service. But what I have done is not enough. I need your help. I need your power. I need your blessing. That has to be my mentality. That has to be your mentality. With whatever it is that God is going to use, we understand that it's not enough for us to do our very best. We must now invoke God's blessing. We must invoke God's power upon that to have His victory and have His bring it to His great glory. In Psalm 127 and verse 1, it says, Except the Lord build a house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh, but in vain. Except we ask for God's strength and God's power, we are laboring in our own, and it is vain. It is empty. It will not be of any importance to the Lord. So we must invoke His care and His blessing. That is the threefold purpose of dedication. Now look at the definition of dedication. There are several words that we need to define and understand. Many of them and all of them are similar in nature. Dedicate, consecrate, sanctify, and present are the primary ones that I want us to look at. Dedicate means to set apart as clean, holy, and unto the Lord for His use. That's primarily what we've been looking at, dedicate. Consecrate, on the other hand, means to be given fully unto the Lord, relinquishing of power and control unto God. Yet last week, Vicki put in the bulletin there at the bottom a little statement on there. Y'all remember seeing it? It said, if God is your co-pilot, switch seats. God should be your pilot. You know, we see a lot of times the bumper sticker, God is my co-pilot, and I know what they're saying there. There's nothing wrong with that. But in technical terms, God ought to be our pilot, not our co-pilot. He is the one that should be in control of our life. So to consecrate ourselves unto Him is to relinquish our control and say, Lord, you have control of my life. You're the one that I want to be in control of what I do, how I think, and what I desire. And then the word sanctify is primarily the same as dedicate. And then the word present. Here is the official or the public yielding forth of ourselves unto the Lord. We'll see that a little bit more in just a moment. In general, then, by definition, we would say to set apart. Dedicate means to set apart unto God as clean and ready for His use, invoking His power and blessing in our lives or in our building, whatever it is that we are dedicating. Whether it is self or building, that's what should be true as we look at dedicating it unto the Lord. Now, there are some examples of dedication that I want us to see. There are three types of dedication, as I've mentioned, of people, of things, and of buildings. Of people, it is commanded, first of all, in Exodus 13 and verse 2. Here, God says, Sanctify unto me all of the firstborn, that whatsoever openeth the womb among the children of Israel, both of man and of beast, it is mine. Sanctify unto me the firstborn, whether it's a child or whether it is an animal, it's mine, God says. I want the firstborn. God commanded that for the children of Israel to do. It's exemplified in several places. First of all, in 1 Samuel chapter 1, verses 27 and 28, you remember the story of Hannah and her son Samuel. Hannah could not have children. She was barren, and she prayed unto the Lord and said for God to give her a child, and she would give him back unto the Lord. And God gave her a son, Samuel. And these are the words that we read there in 1 Samuel 1, 27 and 28. For this child I prayed, and the Lord hath given me my petition, which I ask of him. Therefore also I have lent him to the Lord. As long as he liveth, he shall be lent to the Lord. And he worshipped the Lord. Samuel worshipped the Lord there. As a young child, she came with that child and came to the priest, Eli, and she said, I prayed unto the Lord for this child, and I promised God that if he gave me this child, I would give him back unto the Lord for him to have and to use in whatever capacity he wanted. And folks, that means a whole lot more than what it means for us to do that with our children today. Because you could be here in this service today, and you could say, Lord, I want to dedicate my child unto you. I want you to know that whatever you want for my child, I am okay with that. I surrender that child unto you right now. But when you leave today, guess what? That child is going to hold your hand and go right on back to the house with you. But when Hannah left from lending this child unto the Lord, giving this child unto the Lord, she walked out of that building without that child, and that child, Samuel, stayed with Eli from then on with his life. She gave him unto the Lord. She had made that promise, and she made that commitment to give that child unto the Lord for his use. Then we see Mary and Joseph with Jesus there in Luke 2:22. In Luke 2:22, it says, and when the days of her purification according to the law of Moses were accomplished, they brought him, that is Jesus, they brought him to Jerusalem to present him unto the Lord. Here is that presenting or that public yielding of something or someone unto the Lord. Mary and Joseph came, and there in Jerusalem, they presented their son, the Lord, Jesus, there unto God the Father for his use. At that time, they did not know all of what was going to take place and all of who he was, but they were making the right choice of dedicating and committing and presenting him unto the Lord. There are other implications that we see from this as well. First of all Christians are sanctified unto God at salvation. We call that our positional sanctification. When I trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior, God set me apart as special unto Him. I have a position in salvation as being sanctified. That's why when Paul wrote to many of the believers, to all of the believers he wrote to, he called them the saints that are in Christ Jesus. The word saint means sanctified, set apart. I am a set apart one. You are also positionally if you have trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior. Now, for those that may be visiting with us, that are in here, even that are not visiting with us, there may be some of you that have said, well, Pastor, I'm not sure that I've ever trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior. What do you mean by that? Well, it's simply this, that you believe that you're a sinner, and because that you're a sinner, there's punishment, there's judgment that God says that must come upon us because of our sin. But Jesus Christ, you believe, died on the cross to pay for the penalty of that sin that you've committed. And by faith you say, I want what Jesus Christ did to be my payment of sin. And you make that choice to receive Christ as your Savior. That's what trusting Christ is all about. That's what salvation is. And when a person makes that choice, they are saved, they are sanctified in position, they are set apart by God as being holy unto Him in position. But there's also this that is true. All Christians should sanctify themselves by choice. Romans chapter 12 and verse 1 says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice unto God, which is your reasonable service. We are, after we're saved, to make a conscious choice to present ourselves unto the Lord. That present is that public a presentation of yielding ourselves unto God for whatever purpose that He sees fit. That is what every Christian needs to do. It's kind of like what I've explained before, of taking a blank sheet of paper and saying, God, concerning your will for my life, I'm going to sign my name here and you fill in the details. Whatever it is that you want me to do, wherever it is you want me to go, that's what I'd be willing to do. That's yielding ourselves unto God. It's the opposite of that when we say, Lord, I want to do this, and will you sign your name and okay it? That's the wrong mentality of finding God's will. God's will is when we surrender and say, Lord, whatever it is you want me to do, that's what I'd be willing to do. That's when God is willing to show you His will. He knows our heart, whether or not we mean it, that we're wanting to do it. And why should God share something with us that He knows that we're not even willing to obey? And so we need to have that surrendered heart. We need to present ourselves there unto the Lord. It is yielding to God and not yielding to our own flesh. Wednesday night, Brother Benjamin Marr shared a message, and in the message there, one of the verses was there of Romans 6:13. It says, neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. It's that idea of saying, Lord, I know that I still struggle with sin. I know that I struggle with the temptations that are there. I don't want to give in to that. I don't want to yield myself to those things anymore. But I want, by your power, to yield myself to you. I want to be used by you. I want to be clean for you. That should be our heart. And that is that decision. That is that mentality of yielding ourselves and presenting ourselves unto the Lord. Yes, presenting may be a one-time dedication publicly unto the Lord, but it carries with it the understanding that every day, every moment, we must have that mentality to keep in mind, this is your body, this is your life, I am yours, Lord, with what you want for me today. That should be our response every day, but there should be a public presentation of that. Romans 12:1, present your bodies a living sacrifice. Not only do we see this examples of dedication, that of people, but of things. In Joshua 6:19, it says, but all the silver and gold and vessels of brass and iron are consecrated unto the Lord. They shall come unto the treasury of the Lord. When Joshua and the children of Israel fought the battle of Jericho, God made specific instructions there that they would destroy them all, but they were to save all of the gold, the silver, the brass, and the iron, and bring that into the treasury of the Lord that belonged to God. And that was set apart. They sanctified it, if you will. They consecrated, they dedicated those things. It was for God, for His purpose. And then in 1 Kings 7:51, so was ended all the work of that King Solomon made for the house of the Lord. And Solomon brought in the things which David his father had dedicated, even the silver and the gold and the vessels, did he put among the treasuries of the house of the Lord. Solomon, once he had finished building the house of God, once he had dedicated the house of God, he went and got all the things that his dad, King David, all of these things of silver and gold, etc., utensils, the things that David had dedicated or set apart for the temple use, he got those things and brought them into the treasury of the Lord there in the temple. So things can be dedicated unto the Lord just like people. When we purchased this 15-passenger van out here, if y'all that were here remember, on that day of dedication, we drove that van out to the front of the yard out here, and after the service, we all went out and gathered around the van. We've got pictures of that. And we had a prayer of dedication of that vehicle unto the Lord. That is a thing in which we dedicate unto the Lord. It belongs to Him. It's for His use, and hopefully for His glory as we use it in that way. That's what we're to do with all of these things. And then of specific buildings, the temple is an example of that. Solomon said in 2 Chronicles 2:4, behold, I build an house to the name of the Lord, my God, to dedicate it to Him. That was the temple. I build it to dedicate it unto Him. There are many passages that speak of the temple, God's house, being dedicated unto God. This new building, all of our buildings, but this new building is God's house, and we're here today for that specific purpose of dedicating it unto the Lord for His care, for His glory, recognizing that it is His to begin with. He is the owner. And we should ask for His blessing for it, and we will in just a few moments. We're going to shortly be dismissed to go over unto the other building there, but just before we do there, I'd like to ask, are you sanctified unto God today? First of all, are you sanctified unto God in position? That is, have you trusted the Lord Jesus Christ, your Savior? You know, if you're here today and you've never trusted Christ, there's not another decision that you could ever make in this world that would be more important than that. That is the number one. The Scriptures tell us that the angels of God rejoice when one person comes to know Christ as Savior. And I tell you, the rest of the people in this church right here that know Christ, they rejoice as well. But that is so important, first of all. Are you sanctified unto God in position? Have you trusted Christ? And then secondly, are you sanctified today, believer? Are you sanctified today in practice? Have you presented yourself unto the Lord and said, Lord, I want you to know, and you do, that my life is yours to control in any way. Whatever you see fit, you are my pilot. You're the one in control. I want to please you. I want to seek your direction. I want that to be what pleases you because I've yielded myself unto you. If you've never done that publicly, I'd like to encourage you to consider doing that today. Maybe you'd like to come forward in just a moment and say today, on this day of dedication, I came forward and I dedicated my life. Not that I was never dedicated unto the Lord, not that I was not yielded unto the Lord, but this was a time that I publicly made that decision that before everyone else would know that I am dedicated, I am set apart unto the Lord. I'm not perfect, but I am seeking to be what God wants. Little by little, He's changing me into the image of His dear Son. That is what I want to do today. If that is your choice, I'd like for you to be a part of that in just a moment. But remember, in 1 Corinthians 6:19-20, it says, what? Know you not that your body is the temple? We're talking about dedicating a building. Your body is the temple of God, and you're not your own, for you're bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. They belong to Him. Your body is the temple of God. And just like we're going to dedicate this building over here, more importantly than that is dedicating your body, God's temple, unto Him for specific use and for His glory and for His blessing. Romans 12:1 is that public dedication. I present my body unto Him. I present my body unto Him. If you've never done that, I encourage you to consider doing that right now as we close. Father, help us to understand that today, before we dedicate this building, much more important to you than that is that our hearts be dedicated unto you, that our lives be dedicated unto you. Father, just as you have said that you have put your name here in this building and that you will be with this building here perpetually, more importantly than that, you have put your name upon us, your children, as Christians. We are Christ-like ones in our position, and we are to be so in our practice, striving to be so. And Lord, I pray that as you have promised that you would be with us perpetually, I pray that too, Lord, that we would have that same zeal of interest to dedicate ourselves and present ourselves unto you publicly, that all may know that we have that heart desire. We may not be perfect. We may not be consistent constantly with it. But Father, help us more and more to see that consistency until one day we see you personally. Thank you, Lord, for what you will do right now. Lead us in those decisions. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.